Kurt Meine now joins us by phone. He's a conservation biologist, writer, and historian. He's also a senior fellow at the Aldo Leopold Foundation and a leading Leopold scholar. Welcome to the show, Kurt.
Thank you for having me here.
The documentary film Green Fire is showing here in Grand Marais next Thursday the 31st at North House Folk School. This is the first full-length documentary ever made about conservationist Aldo Leopold. For folks who may not know who Leopold was, please tell us a little more about him.
Sure. Yeah, you may not know his name, but you share a lot of the things that he did in the world when he was alive. Aldo Leopold is widely regarded as the preeminent conservationist of the 20th century. He was born in the Midwest in Burlington, Iowa, down on the Mississippi River in 1887. And to be very brief about this, he went on to develop an interest in forestry at a time, of course, when we were doing a lot of depletion of especially the forests of the North Country, and ended up becoming one of the first trained foresters in the United States, training out at Yale, joined the U.S. Forest Service, spent the first half of his career with the Forest Service down in the Southwest and then here in Madison, Wisconsin, and then went off on his own to help develop what was then a new field of wildlife management. Eventually joined the University of Wisconsin in Madison, where he helped develop that field and became a leading scientist, writer, teacher, shaper of public policy, very influential in his own times. And then, of course, his influence would live on after him when he published posthumously his classic book, A Sand County Almanac, which many regard as sort of perhaps the most influential book ever written about the American landscape. So a wide-ranging career that has continued to influence us today.
So you've touched on this, but what effect did Aldo Leopold have on conservation and the environmental movement?
Yeah, he was remarkable in the breadth of the fields he influenced, from forestry to wildlife to wilderness protection, recreation, education, economics, on and on. And so one of the most important influences he had in the greater movement over the last century was to show how all those pieces are connected and to really take a more integrated approach to understanding human relationships to the land, what he called the land, by which he meant not just soil, mm-hmm. but the soils, waters, plants, and animals, the people, the land is a whole community that includes us. And so that part of his work and his ultimate philosophy is what really has kept him such a relevant figure.
And how would you say Aldo Leopold and the work he did is relevant today?
Mm. Well, it kind of builds on that last point, that this general philosophy that he developed over his lifetime of experience was really a leap forward. It took us beyond the early view in conservation of nature consisting of a bunch of different separate parts that our job was then to maximize the output of in a more economic model, to a more scientifically based understanding of how nature really works and how we affect it and can be both, in some cases, have detrimental effects, but we can also have positive effects. And so his work is relevant in that this guiding philosophy, what he came to call the land ethic, really is at work still all across the landscape today, whether it's in, in a place like where you all are up there along the North Shore, relatively remote by modern American standards, or whether you're living in a big city. And in our film, we show these connections, that his life and work remains relevant whether we're wherever we are, and that it's all about building connections and recognizing our responsibilities to the greater world around us, but also the amazing wonders, delights, and pleasures that one can take in understanding how nature works and, again, our role within it.
We're talking with Kurt Meine of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The documentary film Green Fire will be shown at North House Folk School Thursday, May 31st, as part of the Boreal Birding and Northern Landscapes Festival. The U.S. Forest Service played a role in bringing this film to Grand Marais. Tell us a little bit about the connection between the Leopold Foundation and the U.S. Forest Service.
Right. It's been a full partnership and a really amazing one to be part of. The Forest Service, we first connected with the filmmakers in the Forest Service, actually, it was about 6 years ago now, when they developed a film on the history of the U.S. Forest Service on the occasion of their 100th anniversary. Leopold played a very important role in the history of the Forest Service, and so they wanted to include his story. That led then to a bunch of conversations about, well, what's the next project? And it turned out that we had enough extra footage, enough stuff in the vaults, that we thought we were already off to a good start in doing a full film on Aldo Leopold. And so the foundation, which is based down here in Baraboo, Wisconsin, and the Forest Service worked together very closely over, boy, a five-year period to bring this film together. And so it's been a wonderfully interesting connection we've had that really has renewed this historic connection between Leopold and the U.S. Forest Service.
Once again, we're talking with Kurt Miney of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. Is there anything you'd like to add, Kurt?
Well, I'd only like to add that I wish I could be there. Oh. I wish I could be up for the screening. I know the North Shore and I know the Boundary Waters area very well from my own many years of visiting and have many friends up in that area, so I wish I could be with you all. But I guess I'd like to make one last point, and that is that Leopold did have a lot of connections up there. He did work up in that area. In fact, Leopold played a critical role, short but critical role, in the creation of the Boundary Waters Canoe area back in the 1920s. Did take a couple trips himself with his family up there, and was a close colleague, for example, of Sigurd Olsen. So there's a lot of interesting historical connections. So I think folks up there will really enjoy filling in some of those background understanding a little bit.
Kurt, we appreciate you joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for asking me to join you, and I wish you all well, and hope you have a great screening up there.
Thanks very much.
You bet.
That was Kurt Miney of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. He's a senior fellow there. The film Green Fire will be shown at North House Folk School Thursday, May 31st at 7 p.m. as part of the Boreal Birding and Northern Landscapes Festival. The U.S. Forest Service Gunflint Ranger District is partnering with North House to bring the film to Grand Marais.